know my own, and my own know me.
Through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are established as co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office, and with whom they are called to the service of the people of God. After mature deliberation, this our brother is now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbytery, so as to serve Christ, the teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ, the eternal high priest, and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, he will be consecrated as a true priest of the New Testament, to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. I now address the elect. You, dearly beloved son, and to be you, are now to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ, the teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God, which you have received with joy. Meditating on the law of the Lord, see that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. Therefore, let what you teach be nourishment for the people of God. Let the holiness of your life be a delightful fragrance for Christ's faithful, so that by word and example, you may build up the house which is God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying, for by your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ. This sacrifice, in union with the faithful, will be offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar in the celebration of the mysteries. Understand therefore what you do and imitate what you celebrate. As a celebrant of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, strive to put to death whatever within you is sinful and to walk in newness of life. And especially when you celebrate the Mass, you will act and speak in the person, in the very person of Christ the Head, when you say, "This is my body, this is my blood." And in the sacrament of confession, when you say, "I absolve you from your sins." When you gather men and women into the people of God through baptism, when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world, always remember that you are taken from among men and appointed on their behalf for those things that pertain to God. Therefore, carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. Finally, dearly beloved son, for your part, as you exercise the office of Christ, head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the people together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, and who came to seek out and save what was lost. Thanks to me and to my successor, I do. May God, who has begun the good work in you,